According to the police administration, every policeman will be on duty as far as the verdict of the court dispute is concerned. And so the near 32,000 personnel strength of the Ghana Police Service will all be deployed to perform duties. And to say that somebody is on duty does not necessarily mean that they are all going to perform riot control duty or highway patrol. Even those who are at the charge offices performing charge office duties are also on duty. And as they are performing those duties, they could also be called to perform other duties. So that is so every police officer in the country is going to be on duty or is on duty.
Does that mean that they will be on high alert based on the sensitivity of the ruling that will be handed down by the Supreme Court?
How would you want to use the phrase high alert? Because I don't think that the nation has reached a point where we put security officers or the police on high alert, except that everybody has been adequately briefed as to what to do, what to expect. And then everybody is also going to be kind of on duty. So even if you are working in charge office, you are on duty. People are going to be deployed onto the roads to perform traffic management. Others are going on the highways to perform crime combat duties on the road. It could be anything. We are also going to have those who are going to be on the standby to be called upon to manage riot control, manage rioting situation, and others. We are going to have those who are going to be deployed to provide security to vulnerable persons and vulnerable areas. By that we mean very important personalities in the society. Could be the president, Nana Akufo-Addo, who is the opposition leader. It could also be the lawyers of the two factions in court, and then it could be the judges who are adjudicating in this case. So that is the vulnerable persons. Then when we say vulnerable areas, we are talking about vital installations like power station, electricity cables. We are talking about water stations and other very vital facilities like the Bank of Ghana. We are talking about Electoral Commission and other places. They are also going to provide security there. So the security provision that we are going to embark upon is quite varied. And that is what calls for everybody putting his hand on deck.
Does that mean that the Ghana police want to pass on a message that you are ready to protect the peace and to maintain Ghana's security, as well as instill confidence in the Ghanaians?
Yeah, that is so. We want to assure the people of Ghana that their police are up and doing. They are adequately prepared mentally, logistically, in terms of equipment and personnel, and even in terms of training, and that they can rely on their police service to provide security in the first place, prevent occurrence of crime, and where possible, when they occur, they will be on hand to quell them. So we are calling on them to exercise patience and keep cool and provide some support for the police. You know, the police alone cannot do it. As it goes, no crime gets committed without an eye seeing it. So we are calling on those eyes that will see any crime, that will see any plotting of criminal activities, or those ears that will hear them, to come forth with the information to the police so we can get the necessary information in good time so that we can nip it in the bud. So what we are saying is that, yes, police are doing a lot. We are prepared. In fact, for the information of your listeners, the police has even done something which is a novelty. For the first time, the police has gone into a kind of pacifist approach towards provision of security, where we have met some identifiable groupings or stakeholders, including the Islamic community, the Christian Council. We have met the National House of Chiefs, the Peace Council, the Parliamentary Select Committee on Defense and Interior, the National Media Commission, both NDC and MPP, both the youth of NDC and MPP. So you could see that we met them to deliberate, to discuss the best way of going about this, such that we don't create a situation which will demand the deployment of the forces, rather the police has marshaled. So That is what we are doing so far in this direction. You could see that the police are doing a lot to ensure that nothing untoward happens.
We've heard senior government officials saying they do not anticipate any possible violence. Will Ghana police be ready, despite the fact that there is no anticipation of violence?
The police service does not anticipate violence either, but we are not taking anything for granted. We are a security institution, a law enforcement agency, and we can never fold our arms and say that because the Ghanaians are peace-loving and we are anticipating a peaceful aftermath of the verdict, we are not going to do anything. That is why we have done all the things that I have enumerated earlier, getting ourselves adequately prepared as if we are going to encounter a kind of cataclysm. So we can adequately, we are not taken by events. Yes, we believe that it will be peaceful. There will be no problem. But that does not call for sitting idle and watching without taking any action. A lot of measures have been put in place.